Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What happened, Hoff? I jumped you right there. You wanted to let that kick in a little bit. You could have left it up. You guys,
I see. No, I can't. We can't. Dove is very anal on how we do things, so it's fine.
Well, I mean, do we got to do this on the
air? Anymore on radio?
Generally, I could start talking. You could still keep it up a little bit. Let it hit.
Now, of course, we don't pay. Have rights to play commercial. Have a commercial read over that music.
Oh my God! The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants.
I quit.
Back to me too. Same. We'll get back to the Giants calls in a second here. 888-808-1019. You know, the Jets get a win, BT. I know you were on hand to see it. They just do not, to me, look like a competent, fun football team at all. And I don't think the way that they've won is sustainable the last couple of games.
You got to start somewhere. I mean, you could play 100 games like they played yesterday and lose 99. You know, the kickoff return, the punt return, that obviously bails you out. That Cincinnati quarterback, Gabriel, is awful. I mean, his arm is just, it's wretchedly bad. So
those lefties look weird throwing the football.
They do. Tua throws like that heavy shot put. You know, even Boomer's throws were ugly. I'm just kidding. Boomer's actually like one of the lefties that actually looked like a real thrower of the ball. Right. Now, listen, of course the Browns are a train wreck. The Bengals defense is a train wreck before that when the Jets won 39-38. I understand where they are clearly, and the deeper discussion is the quarterback. But think about then they have to get one. Think about the week they just had. They just traded Gardner, who, by the way, got roasted on the 2-point conversion.
He is so overrated, it's not even worth discussing.
He got spun around like he was on skates. So he's gone. Quinnen's gone. But whether or not you wanted the Jets to do something like that or vehemently oppose what they did, either way, it was an incredibly, you know, significant moment for the franchise based on what they got back, right? So you think about that. I think it would have been very easy for the guys on that team to say to themselves, oh, geez, they got rid of Gardner. Q's not here. We have one win. Where the hell are we going? Instead, what the Jets have pieced together, and I'm realistic, they'll probably get their doors blown off on Thursday. 10.5-point dogs against the Patriots up there. They're not going to win that game. But they beat the Bengals, so they get their first win. Then they go to the bye week, Sal, which means, you know, based on how they played yesterday, they had a pretty week, a good week of buttoned up practice, special teams, the attention to detail. I feel good about the Jets in the sense that at least they show me that they're playing for each other and they're playing for Glenn. Now the quarterback's a different conversation.
Well, I mean the offense overall.
The offense is absolute. It's awful. The offense stinks.
They don't. It's unwatchable. Watching that game yesterday was actually torture for me. I couldn't wait till that game was over. That's how bad it was. Now you want to get excited about the special team stuff? Sure. It's just not sustainable. The win against the Bengals, incredible. Also not sustainable. But the bigger picture thing here,
which is all I care about at this point.
They shut up. Glenn needed to win a game. And then he needed to back that up and win another game. And now the idea of this team going winless or going being a one-win team, the co-tight stuff, that's all gone. They're building something. It's year one. It's not about the results for me. It never was. But it it would be hard to ignore the result if they were winless.
I agree.
Yeah. Maybe they find a way to win another game or two the rest of the way. I'm not so sure. Maybe they beat Miami. Maybe they don't. Who knows? Maybe they beat New Orleans. Maybe they don't. I don't see many wins on their schedule. I didn't think they would beat the Browns. I didn't think they'd beat the Bengals after the way they played against the Panthers. So maybe this is it. It's awful football, but at least they're trying to build something here. And now they could do it without the losses mounting up to a point where media and everybody's saying one and done for Glenn.
It's a rough watch. There's no doubt. I mean, Justin Fields just, what did he throw, 54 yards? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But again, that's why when I push it forward to the bigger picture here, the evolution, the early steps of this team, I do see a team that's playing hard for the coach right now. Now, the other thing, too, and this is a small little thing. I don't even know if everybody picked up on it because it's fairly inconsequential to the big-ticket items here, but Quincy Williams was benched. Now, here's a guy who was playing really well for the Jets for the last couple of years, and he wasn't doing his job, and Aaron Glenn said, guess what? You're not starting anymore. And if you actually, and I'm trying to pick up on these little cues because I want to get a sense of what the team thinks about their coach and who's going to be here big picture, and I like the way Quincy handled it. He's like, all right, I don't like that, but I got to do this, and I got to get my job back. And that's how you create a culture. Like, if you're not doing your job, you're not playing. If we don't think that you're a big piece of the future and you're making a lot of money, we're trading you. So as I said, when these trades came down, the 2026 draft board, the 2027 draft board, and now any big trade that could come about in the NFL, the Jets will be centrally included in all that. And that's a good starting point. One more thing, though, about the quarterback. Now, listen, I've danced this dance, and it's exhausting. I finally learned my lesson. Like, there's a thought that the only way the Jets will get that second Super Bowl trophy is that they go winless or they go 1-15 and they have the first overall pick and they draft the guy who's a 15-year Hall of Famer who throws, 437 touchdowns and he's their version of Mahomes or Brady, Marino, whomever, right? Elway, right? And that, I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that the way the Jets, because there's enough evidence around the NFL, whether it's Mahomes, whether it's maybe Jackson Dart, some other, Lamar was barely drafted in round one. Like, you don't have to be the first overall pick to be the guy. Now, I love Mendoza. You know that. I said that about 6-7 weeks ago. I really started watching him. I think Mendoza is absolutely the best college quarterback. But I'm not beholden anymore to a draft board or lose these games because everything we thought was going to happen never happens anymore. You know, when they beat the Rams and we missed out on Trevor Lawrence, we were all pissed. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't take Trevor Lawrence, Thursday night against the Patriots because he's better than Justin Fields. But where is Trevor Lawrence taking you? He's taking you nowhere.
That's why I've always been in that belief. The losing to get a top pick doesn't guarantee anything. Also, when everybody else says, oh, this guy's the greatest, I'm not buying it. Same thing with Trevor Lawrence. I said it at the time. I'm not buying that he's the next Andrew Luck. And guess what? He wasn't the next Andrew Luck. You're right. There are many different ways to do it. But this is the infancy stages for the Jets to build this thing the right way. I'm not going to get caught up. Winning is better than losing. Playing football the way that they played. I thought defensively, that's the thing. Everybody wants to focus on the offense. Defensively, I thought they played well. Doing what Will McDonald has done, Jermaine Johnson on the edge, that's encouraging. When you take, and there were some people out there who said this, oh, how are you going to replace Sauce Gardner? Oh, Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner sucks. Always was, always has been overrated. Maybe outside of his first year. He's overrated. How the Jets defense, now again, it's against the Browns. I'm not going to go
nuts. They're 2-0 without Sauce.
Correct. And even with Quinton Williams, who I like Quinton Williams, but you got to make moves here. How are the Jets going to win without their best defensive players? Well, they just showed you. They just shut you up. They showed you. Whether it's on special teams, it can happen. They got a quarterback who can't throw the football. They got an offense who can't move the football, yet they still won without their two quote-unquote best players. So, I mean, they're proving that you can win. It's not about any individual player. It is about a system. It is about building a foundation. I'm not sold on the Jets just yet because they've won two games in a row. I just think it's imperative that they had to get a win to back the vultures off, and now they've got two, and that should shut up anybody who is saying one and done or Aaron Glenn's overmatched. Let them go to work here, and then we could truly evaluate year two and obviously three.
I'm not sold yet either, just to be very clear, but there's important steps that, to me, if you miss, and if you don't get them early in somebody's tenure, like, first year, it doesn't have to be the first month, but if there's not signs in year one, like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
That really worries me. And think about the biggest shortcut to becoming a competitive team. Well, you cut down the penalties. They've done that. I mean, the Jets, we all know the last, I'm not saying that they have no penalties each week here, but I mean, the last 6, 7, 8 years, they were like, you know, top three in the NFL and penalties accrued. So that has kind of changed. And then another shortcut, special teams. Parcells was a big believer in this. Sean Payton, a big believer in this. John Harbaugh, a big believer in this. Aaron Glenn himself was a great special teams player for the New York Jets. So you get some penalty, you get the cut down of penalties, you get special team touchdowns and field position, good, better punter, and now you start making some defensive plays, 4 sacks for Will McDonald and the other stuff that you mentioned. Yeah. At least you can piece it together now. And now when Aaron, and this is really the biggest thing for them that you can't quite quantify, but boy, does it matter. It's not a stat. It's just the reality. When you look those 53 men in the eyes, right, and you're winless, no matter what you sound like, no matter what level of conviction you bring to the table, if they are not rewarded with a win, they become desensitized week by week by week by week if it doesn't work out. When you get one, they feel good. When you get one and you have a bye week and you have a good week of practice and you get win number two, they feel better. Just stacking bricks. The earliest stages, you're stacking bricks.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the calls here. BT, 888-808-1019. Jets and Giants on the board. Let's go to a Jets call here. Bill is on Long Island. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Quick points. Last week I called you and I talked about 4 points of indictment against Brian Daboll staying. And I lost the call because I got into a bad area. I didn't even hear your response. But one of the points I made was that Jackson Dart's going to get hurt. And being Jackson Dart get hurt, and they keep running him because he's trying to save his job. Could you picture Bill Parcells or Bill Cowher putting up with a quarterback not sliding and getting injured because he just keeps trying to
That's not why he got hurt. Two issues I have, Bill. Number one, I thought you wanted to talk about Justin Fields. Number two, that's not why he got hurt yesterday.
Okay. But the thing is that he's running out there, right? And Dable's got all these planned runs, and he keeps he's going to get hurt. And guys are hitting him like they
want. Well, he is hurt. No, big, strong guys. We know it. It's dangerous. It's what it is. What about Fields?
Justin Fields, did you hear his after-the-game conference, his interview?
No.
He had this so calm, like, oh, I'm so glad the special teams stepped up. He wasn't pissed off about the fact that he only got 54 yards passing.
He's a team guy. Wait. So you're going to criticize him for being happy with a win?
No. I'm talking about he seemed content that the special teams bailed his ass out. That's what it seemed like.
I mean, that's an interesting interpretation. Thanks for the call there, Bill. Interesting. Justin Fields is not that good. I mean, Justin Fields, in all probability, will not be back next season. And if he is, he's not going to be the starter, at least not for much of the season. He is a limited thrower. He's an elite athlete. Jets don't have a lot of, especially when Garrett Wilson got hurt again with that knee, and that worries you. I mean, the Jets have a lot of work to do. But even if they had Keyshawn and Krabbett, I still don't know that Justin Fields is going for 285 and 3 touchdowns. He's not that guy.
But he's doing what they're asking him to do to try to win games.
I agree. That's why I respect that.
Yeah, that's why he was brought in.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have him answer the way that he did yesterday than, no, you know what, we won, but I need to throw the ball for 300 yards. I mean, come on.
Dude, I totally agree. Imagine your favorite baseball player going 3 for 4 with a 3-run bomb and a 2-run double, and your team, whether it's the Yanks or the Mets, and they lose, and he's out there feeling good and he's smiling. Eh, I got my hits, man. I don't know what happened to the rest of the team. I'm good. Well, I mean, that's the opposite of what Justin Fields projected. I think he only threw it 11 times. He had 54 yards, whatever the hell it was.
And most of them came on that big play, obviously, by Breece.
Yep, I think it was 40-something yards to Breece Hall there on the touchdown. So he really didn't do anything. And here he is. You know, he's projecting leadership and a calmness and a, you know, a gratification that the team won the game. That's the kind of guy that you want in the locker room.
What would you want the Jets? That's why I was saying it was tough to watch yesterday. What do you want him to do? Throw the ball 35 times?
No, I mean, open.
They did what they needed to do to win the game. They scored a bunch of points. I just saw another hit there on replay watching Jackson Dart got hit in the face mask there. But
is that when his helmet came off?
Yeah. Anyway, they scored a bunch of points on special teams. They didn't have to throw the football. Now, obviously, they couldn't throw the football, but they didn't have to try and win. You take the wins any way you can get them if you're the Jets. They're building this thing out. This is not to rip on Justin Fields. What'd you think he was going to be? This is what he's been for the most part. He'll run a little bit. He'll throw. He's made some play. Look, week one, he threw a bunch of times.
Beautiful 46-yard touchdown. Remember that to Garrett? That's beautiful.
Bengals game, he looked pretty good.
Yep.
So there are moments for Justin Fields. It's going to be dictated by what you need each week to win. They had the lead with special teams against the Browns, and they regained the lead. Breece Hall was good. What do you want him to do? Like, I'm confused. He did what they needed to do to win a game. I don't think it's that they didn't knock the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, if that call was more along the lines of, hey, listen, you know, special team touchdowns are great, and fewer penalties are fantastic, and two wins in a row are good, but until the Jets find themselves a real quarterback, they're never going to take a step forward. Well, number one, we all know that, but it was, and no disrespect, but whatever, I think that was Bill, whatever his name.
Yeah.
Just a weird way to frame it. I mean, you're getting on a guy for being a team guy first when we usually crush guys who are me guys first. Doesn't make any sense. There, you know, and listen, by the way, Sal, the other thing too that this win does, again, staying within the realm of the early development of the Jets here under Aaron Glenn, but you know, Thursday night, now the Jets have a game but a couple of days, I don't think they're going to play particularly well. They're 10.5-point dogs for a reason. Patriots are really good. I told you that 2 months ago. I knew they'd be good. They're even better than I thought. I don't think the Jets win, but at least as a Jets fan going into the game, like, you got a little juice. Two straight wins Thursday night. Like, instead of thinking we're going to get embarrassed and lamenting being on national TV, I'm a little excited again until the game starts.
Easy, big fella.
Hey, come on.
David's calling from Maplewood, New Jersey. What's up, David?
Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I spoke to you last week, and I told you, hate to say that I told you so, but I said I thought Dart should have been benched for that game, and you all said that I'm crazy. I said that if he sits out a game and a team plays better, then maybe put him back in for the next game.
It's a loser mentality, Dave.
Why would you bench?
It's a loser mentality, Dave.
You are crazy if you want to bench Dart. Why would you do that?
But it happened.
Okay, so let's...
Wait, what happened? What happened?
He got hurt. He got hurt.
Concussion.
David. So what? You did not... Are you telling me you think you were right by saying that you shouldn't have started Jackson Dart in that game?
In that weather, with that team?
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. David, not only are you wrong, it's one of the more asinine calls or ideas that I've ever heard in my entire life. And I've heard a lot of asinine things.
Well, I have to disagree with you guys. Sorry. I called the...
All right, well, so, I mean, did you bet it? I mean, are you taking pounds? I mean, what? These are weird calls.
No, I don't understand
some of you people.
You called, go ahead.
Here's what I don't get. So, Dave didn't want to, the weather wasn't good. Protect him. Don't let him play. Okay, say it. They didn't play him yesterday, Dave. You know, the Giants get absolutely, they score no touchdowns, number one. They lose 40-0 probably. And then they play in the next game and he gets hurt. Eventually, Dave, he's going to play football, Dave.
Well, not for Dave, he's not. Yeah.
I guess not. He can coach. Maybe he can take over for Dable.
The way the team plays, he's in imminent danger every time he's...
But then, Dave, why not say that you would change the way that they play? Not him, necessarily, who's also got to learn as a rookie, but that they're using him too much on offense, as I said before, abusing him. Why not say that as opposed to benching him? Benching him, you realize how foolish that sounds, right?
I don't think he does.
In theory, but I knew it was going to happen sooner than later.
I think we all did, Dave. Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, you make it seem like you went to the top of the mountain and threw something out there that nobody thought of. I mean, every time Jackson Dart got popped this year, we're like, that's not good. Worried about the kid. Every time he's in space, I'm like, get up. But it's football.
But the solution is to hold off on all the RPOs, not to bench him.
Yeah.
That's where, David, I'm not, Jackson Dart getting hurt was one of the easiest things to predict in sports. How you're going to prevent that is another issue. Not starting him is just, like, why we...
Why'd you draft him?
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's actually worse. We are in the running today. It's only an hour and 20 into the show. We are in the running for some of the worst calls ever. That's actually a worse idea than having Dable be retained as the offensive coordinator.
It's up there, man. Now, I'm even more okay with the RPOs, although I certainly do understand and respect the pushback, but you're a football player. I don't understand the mindset of certain people. It's such a soft, weak loser mentality. I can't relate to that. I can't.
Not play your starting quarterback because the weather's a little cold and he might get hurt.
And they make it seem like quarterbacks on great teams never get hurt. Right. I mean, Lamar Jackson's been hurt. The Ravens win 11, 12 games every year. Big Ben got hurt. Steelers were always a team that would threat for the playoffs there. There's no correlation.
And Burrow shouldn't play him anymore.
Joe Burrow, I mean, it's not their offense. It's the defense. I mean, our offense is really good. I just don't get it. It is a big boy sport with mean, strong, fast, explosive players trying to, number one, dislodge the ball from you, and number two, put you on your ass. What do you think is going to happen?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.